What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI.
My expectations for him are this. If we are going to compare him a year ago to Josh Allen and Justin Herbert, he was a prospect, and then he comes into this situation. I think those comps remain fair 14 months later. And specifically with Josh Allen. Josh Allen is a rookie. Like, was throwing darts into the third row at Gillette Stadium and the Bills' last game here in 2018, where he was just all over the place. Okay? He had to rein in the turnovers and boost his accuracy. Year two, he reined in the turnovers. Okay? He was still not willing to take the check down, which we still see with Drake May, who is going to wait and wait and wait and figure he has to create. And sometimes he's right, but that's a bad habit long term to be in. I think he'll be able to rein in the turnovers this year. And I think, just as Josh Allen did in 2019, in year two, when he finished with 20 touchdowns, 9 picks, 3,100 yards, and a 59% completion percentage, that's fair. And you know what? We like Drake May a little bit better, don't we? Certainly as a prospect, I liked him better than Josh Allen.
Andrew Callahan on the Pat's Interference podcast. I had to think about that for a moment. He said, certainly I like Drake May a lot better than Josh Allen as a prospect coming in. But that's definitely true. It kind of caught me off guard when I first heard it, but Allen coming into the league was what, the 7th pick?
Yeah.
The Bills moved up for him.
He was in a draft class where he wasn't the first quarterback taken.
Very raw prospect. I think that is fair, although just knowing what Allen is now, that caught me a little off guard.
No, but I also think people definitely have revisionist history if you thought Allen was good the whole time, because his rookie year and his second year, there was a lot of what Callahan was saying. Chucking in the third row, hitting wide receivers in the shoes, whatever. Like, his first 2 years, he had an under 60% completion percentage, which in the modern NFL is real low.
So Josh Allen, in year two, completed 59% of his passes, which actually was a massive increase from the year before when he was 53. So he went up 6%.
No, but we saw it firsthand, right? We saw a handful of those games early on, and you're like, I'm not sure. Like, I don't think it was to the point where you're like, all right, he definitely won't do it. But there was, you didn't think he was going to turn into consistent MVP candidate.
No, not at all.
One of the best quarterbacks in the league.
And in year three, he was the runner-up for MVP.
Because he was a lot like Drake May in college. Went to an even smaller school, obviously, at Wyoming. But his second to last year, he was a lot better. He had like better players around him. He looked a lot better. Then he went back for one more year and didn't really have a great college year. Similar to Drake May, right? His sophomore year, he was way better than his junior year. But he was still based off of like potential upside, physical abilities, all these things. But what, Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold both got drafted ahead of Josh Allen.
Yep.
And obviously two quarterbacks get picked a bunch ahead of Drake May. So, no, I mean, if you just take rookie year to rookie year, you could say Drake May was slightly better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And looking at Josh Allen as a comp, and this is what I think is interesting from Andrew Callahan. Well, let's look at Drake May's year two numbers and what we're projecting versus what Josh Allen did in year two. He's right. He basically cut the interceptions anyway in half. 3.8 interception percentage to 2.0 interception percentage. He went from 12 picks to 9 picks, but he played more games.
Yeah, way more passes.
In year
yeah.
two. He threw for about 3,100 yards, 20 touchdowns, and 9 picks. Now, with Allen, and this is relevant with Drake May as well, he also ran for 500 yards and 9 touchdowns that year, which really, as a rookie, Allen ran way more than I thought. 631 and 8 touchdowns in 12 games?
Yeah.
That's monstrous.
Yeah, he had to. He didn't know what to do. He just go.
But in year two, there's some hidden yardage and production there with 500 yards and 9 more touchdowns. Because you might see 20 touchdowns and go, well, that's it. He ran for 9 mm-hmm. on his own. Mm-hmm. But those numbers, honestly, are pretty pedestrian, and they're below some of even the projections we were talking about last week for Drake May on DraftKings, etc. Here's what I think Callahan leaves out. And I think a lot of people forget about this with Allen in year two. The Bills won 10 games and made the playoffs. And even Allen's rookie year, they weren't that bad. He was 5-6 as a starter.
He won 5 games.
And he started week one that year. I'm sorry. He started week two. He played week one and started week two.
Yeah, they started Nathan Peterman over him, right, for a game.
And they immediately regretted it. Yeah. Allen missed some time because he was hurt as a rookie. But he started earlier than May. He won more than May as a rookie. And in year two, he won 10 games. And this was not with Steph Diggs. Like, he went out there and won
year
with
3 with Steph Diggs. That's when he became an MVP candidate.
Smokey Brown and Cole Beasley and guys like this.
They're bad.
So that's what we're going to – if Drake May is going to put up 3,000 yards and 20 touchdowns, maybe run for some production here and there and cut his turnovers in half, the wins better follow. Mm-hmm. And that's what Callahan leaves out. If May has all those numbers and the Patriots are 6-11, 7-10 – or, you know, he misses a chunk of time in there and they lose when he's out there like they did a year ago, that's not going to be enough production-wise. No. If they're winning games like Josh Allen did, well, then fine. I'll sign off on it.
Well, one thing Josh Allen had going for him, though, was Brian Daboll was his offensive coordinator his rookie year. He was his offensive coordinator his second year. He was his offensive coordinator when Steph Diggs came in. He was there the second year. You know, it was like he had that consistency going with him, which I give Daboll a lot of credit for that. And obviously, you know, Diggs helps take him to a next level as far as like on the field and numbers wise, but he is a clear sign of like better, and then sort of has leveled off as now one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But you wonder how much that consistency played a factor in him being as good as he is now, and if he was sort of changing around. Now, hopefully with the Patriots, Josh McDaniels is Drake May's offensive coordinator for the next several years, and you forget about the one year that he had Alex Van Pelt, and you sort of take whatever you can, and you kind of move on. And it's Vrabel, and he has the same head coach. That's the other thing. Josh Allen's had the same head coach this whole time, so there's already more changes for Drake May than Josh Allen has had.
So, but Allen has had to deal with some changes, and he's dealt with that pretty well. Not at head coach, but certainly at coordinator. Since that, is he on his third coordinator now?
So I think he is now, but like he didn't get his second offensive coordinator until I think he was his fifth year, and that was a guy that was like on the staff. Like, so I don't know. Like, he at least had already been established. Like, he'd become a made 100%. Man, and then I was like, all right, you have somebody else to take over.
Do you think Allen is a fair comp for Drake May, or should we just punt on that? He's way too high end at this point in time. I saw the Twitch chat mentioning Herbert. We've talked about Herbert before. Like, is Allen even a fair comp for Drake May? That's what Callahan brought up.
So I think it is. Like, I think that's obviously high end because of what he's turned into. But if you look at coming out of college, it was Josh Allen and Justin Herbert were like the two names that got brought up a lot, sort of like just the physical attributes of those guys, and even some of the college stuff too. So, yeah, I don't see why you'd run away from that. Like, Herbert, in fact, was a much better rookie quarterback than Josh Allen was. But then Josh Allen sort of passed him in, like, the high-speed lane as far as, like, who's the better quarterback. So I think for a couple of years you can – I mean, Josh Allen didn't really, really break through until his third year. So even Drake May, like, this year doesn't have to put up those kind of numbers. Like, let's just see where he's going. But, yeah, I think it'd be crazy to, you know, to completely write it off. Like, oh, there's no chance. Like, let's give him a shot. Real coaching, some better players around him. Just another year to be in the NFL. That year 1-2 jump should be one of the biggest that you can have. So, yeah, I think it's a fair comp.
Did year two Josh Allen have Stevie Johnson? You remember him from the Bills?
Yeah, he ate money sandwiches. There was a video of him literally eating money sandwiches. And you're like, what's a money sandwich? It was money, like currency, like paper dollar bills inside of bread. And he chewed and ate it.
Look, when you have a lot of money, you can do that.
I don't think it's very healthy for you.
He had three consecutive 1,000-yard seasons
still does that?
For Buffalo. Nah,
Steve Johnson,
I'm gonna say
I hope not.
No.
I hope he's not doing that.
You know, I believe I've seen this on ESPN. I think Schefter breaking some news on Stevie Johnson at the time is the whole reason Bill's Mafia, that phrasing, started on social media.
Really?
You can go read up on that.
Stevie Johnson? Seventh round pick, wasn't he?
Stevie Johnson, yeah.
Kentucky?
I think he was Kentucky.
Yeah.
Three straight 1,000-yard seasons from 2010 to 2012. He has not played in Buffalo since 2013.
Stevie Johnson was nice.
The answer is no.
Okay.
He is not.
Yeah.
Or he
it's
did not have
with him. Mike Vrabel and New England right now, unless it's not.
Jeremy Fowler, likewise, came out with his top 10 quarterbacks list. He's been doing all the various positions.
Yeah, this is based on all the GMs and scouts and stuff.
Scouts, executives, GMs. I believe the Patriots still only have two players now receiving votes. It was Kyle Duggar and Hunter Henry was an honorable mention. Other than that, they don't have anybody at any of the positions, including quarterback today. It went Mahomes, Allen, 2. Burrow 3, Jackson 4. What do you think of that real quick?
No.
Too low for Lamar.
Yeah, it's way too low for Lamar.
Lamar should absolutely be above Burrow.
Yeah.
And it's a debate whether or not he's above Allen.
I think Mahomes kind of gets the...
Has to be.
He kind of gets the benefit of the doubt to be number one, but then I would probably go... I ended up flipping last year. Remember, we got into our... We debated the MVP. I'd probably go Lamar 2, then Josh Allen 3, then Burrow 4.
I certainly think it's a debate. I would stay on the Allen side of that debate, but I think it's a debate. I'm with you on Mahomes. Fowler does this every year. Mahomes, a year ago, I think all but one executive voted for Mahomes as the number one. This year, I think he only got about 60% of the vote.
Yeah.
So he has come back to the pack, if you will. Number 5, Jaden Daniels.
Ooh, not Hurts.
Not Hurts. In fact, Hurts is pretty low.
Hmm.
The number 2 quarterback drafted in 2024 after Caleb Williams and, of course, before Drake May. I'm not surprised Daniels is on the list.
No, what's interesting about that is that they say he's already the best in the NFC, you know, because the top 4 guys, obviously, in this
Good
conference.
Good point. Yeah. You hate Stafford, but Stafford is 6.
That's way too high.
Herbert is 7.
7!
Goff is 8.
Also
over
high.
Over Hurts and Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield?
That's stupid.
So Hurts and Mayfield both should be higher.
Yes, agreed. That's your top 10. You get into the honorable mentions, Stroud and Jordan Love. Way too high for Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Stroud dropped out of the top 10. You get to also receiving votes. Kyler Murray, who we like.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy, who I like, you don't.
I don't.
Dak Prescott is 15. Dak Prescott, similarly, Nick just told me, is number 75 on the
79.
NFL's... 79, I'm sorry. On the NFL's top 100 player rankings.
2 years ago, he was great. So, you know, he hits the rich rules.
That's a good point.
They're a good 2-3 years ago. I'll take them.
Aaron Rodgers, 16. Tua at 17. The final player who received at least a vote out of 18 quarterbacks.
Bo Nix?
Bo
Hell
Nix.
Yeah, Bo.
It's your guy.
He's great. He's a nice player. Makes the playoffs every year he plays.
So I don't have an issue with Jaden Daniels.
Drop back. Do it to the other team.
On the list over
That's
Drake
That's the man
May.
Taking accountability right there.
18 quarterbacks received a vote, including 2 in Drake May's own draft class. Any thoughts on that?
Well, the 2 that... got votes for the 2 guys that made the playoffs last year. Jaden Daniels obviously deserves it. He had an unbelievable year. You know me, I like Bo Nix, but they scrapped and grinded and got themselves to the playoffs. So if Drake May makes the playoffs this year, he'll be on that list next year. That's how I view that. Same thing with Caleb Williams. You didn't mention Caleb Williams, who was the top quarterback taken in that draft. If the Bears make the playoffs, he'll be on that list next year. We did our tiers for quarterbacks a few weeks back, and the 3rd middle tier was the biggest. But it also had the, you know, if you are the best player on that tier, you could have been argued all the way up to number 10. But if you were the worst player on that tier, you might be the 20th quarterback in the league. So there's a lot of guys kind of jump together. And one of the easy, easy tiebreakers is going to be wins. If Drake May has more wins than Jordan Love, for example, I don't think it'll matter that Love has more touchdown passes. I think people will look at May and say, well, the Packers missed the playoffs, Patriots made it. Let's give Drake May some more credit. That's how it'll work.
So look, that's been my stance all along. May better be on this list next year as opposed to this year, but I didn't really see Bo Nix getting votes on this list. And 18 quarterbacks got him. Drake May did not. You can discuss 617-779-7937 and keep it locked here. We have a hashtag Dork Minute.
Woo!
Rich Keefe with a Superman spoiler-free review next.
The Red Sox Station.
Red Sox win it! Win it!
W-E-E-I. Sports Original.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
The show starts in one.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi. You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined. Me and Billy have combined for one.
Billy's 100 years old.
I don't like comic book movies. I'm an old man.
Yes.
You ever see the movie Dirk Diggler?
I did a movie with George Mura's in.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Superheroes this week, Jones. Lionel Messi, Garrett Crochet, and Superman. I need one more for a Mount Rushmore Monday.
It's kind of a shot at your dad. I thought you saw your dad.
And my dad, the big four.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw all those. I saw Superman in theaters last night. It's getting a lot of people are seeing it. Box office through the roof. The hype train is behind it. People are enjoying it. Wiggy and Shime talked about it this morning. I haven't heard a lot of movie reviews from those guys.
I heard their spoiler-free reviews this morning. Yeah, they were quite bullish on it.
So they were in on it. 83% of the critics on Rotten Tees give it a thumbs up. 93% from the audience.
That's our number.
That's our number.
That's we're the people. Yeah, we're with the people.
The people's reviewers.
Yes.
I would be one of those 93%. This movie was excellent. And I'll tell you, I was one of those ones that saw the trailer, saw the first couple of trailers, and said, I don't know, like, we'll see. But I trusted James Gunn. James Gunn is the director of the film who did all three Guardians of the Galaxy movies. He did the last Suicide Squad movie and then the spinoff TV show with John Cena as Peacemaker. And now he is in charge of the DCU, the DC Universe. And so forget all the movies that you've seen. Forget, or in your case, have not seen.
I've not seen really any of the recent Superman films, no.
Because people love a shared universe. People are obsessed with it. Marvel, for better or worse, has made people think everything needs to be a shared universe. So this is technically the first movie of this universe. Now, what is confusing...
I'm already confused.
Is, you're going to be even more confused. John Cena's Peacemaker character, which was already debuted in a previous movie... is now in this. So it's like they're taking some of the stuff. I know, you're already rolling your eyes.
Okay.
But basically...
No, I'm not rolling my eyes. Yeah. I'm just trying to keep it all straight.
Yeah. So like for like the MCU, for example, you go all the way back to the first Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man movie, all the way up until Fantastic Four in a couple of weeks and beyond. That is a universe. This Superman movie is supposed to act as the building block of the DCU. So they needed it to be good. Like, without this, the thing could just fall apart. All the planned movies and shows could have just fallen apart if this one was bad. It was not bad. In fact, it was great.
I mean, I heard Shime say it's...
Yeah.
Corn Sweat, is that his name?
David Corn Sweat, who was in the miniseries We Own This City. He was in some other movies and shows. But, like, overall, like an unknown. It's not like casting Ben Affleck as Batman
Correct.
In the previous one. He's a relative unknown, I guess.
I believe Shime called him the best Superman.
The GOAT.
The goat.
Superman.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Christopher Reeve, a little bit before my time, you have to give a tip of the cap to him from the original Superman movies. The first one being good, the other ones less so. But you give him a tip of the cap. Dean Cain, solid. Solid.
Oh, he's
he
a solid
and Terry
guy.
Hatcher.
Real solid.
I mean, too solid. Henry Cavill was a great Superman.
he was in bad movies. So Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck, believe it or not, were great castings for Superman and Batman, but they were in a lot of bad movies. So I think people are like, they weren't that good. But Henry Cavill was really good. This guy was way better than I thought he was going to be. It was one of my big takeaways. I was like, all right, I'll see what it is, see what it looks like. He was excellent. There was some humor. I think they did, like, with a lot of James Gunn movies, there's a lot of attempts at humor. I think Guardians hits at, like, a really high rate. This one, there's, like, you're chuckling. You're not, like slapping your knee. Like, it's not super funny. There's a few you're like, okay. And then you say,
yeah, quick smirk.
Let's back to the action. Yeah, back to the action.
Yeah.
But no, David Corenso was a great Superman. Rachel Brosnahan, a great Lois Lane. Terry Hatcher must have been happy with how good of a Lois Lane she was. Nicholas Hoult might have been the best part of the movie as Lex Luthor, who is as important in any Superman story as any other character is. He was great. I saw something online that said for the movie, Corn Sweat and Brosnahan made $750,000. Now they'll make more. Like
I was going to say, that's it?
I think just like for the role, and then they'll get points or whatever. Mm-hmm. Nicholas Hoult, $2
million. Wow.
So I was like, I didn't realize he was in a class above them. He's in a lot of movies, but he was great as Lex Luthor. Also, they're creating like the early stages of the Justice League. There's like a running ongoing joke in it. This is not a spoiler. They call it like the Justice Gang. They're trying to figure out what the name of it is. But you have Nathan Fillion as Guy Gardner, Green Lantern. Pretty good comedy with him. Hawkgirl's in it. Mr. Terrific. This is all from the trailer. But you see all of them. They each get highlighted in the movie as well. Which is pretty good. It's 2 hours, 9 minutes, so it doesn't feel long.
No, that's not outrageous.
It's good, because I think like a superhero movie, especially one where you're trying to show off what Superman can do, but also you're starting this universe. You need to introduce all these different characters, drop some Easter eggs in there, and then hope like that it goes. 2 hours is probably the right amount. There is a mid and a post-credit scene, which is kind of a classic Marvel thing where the movie will end. It'll be like directed by James Gunn. They do a few things and then boom, they hit you with the scene. Then you got to sit through the long scroll. So everybody's just like on their phones.
So
everyone's
you waited the whole time?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Great. I'm not going to bail. Where am I going? Where am I leaving?
You're not
going
to drink water your way out of there.
No, I'm not. I don't. As soon as the lights go on, I'm like, see you later. Nope. I sat there and I watched the whole thing. These two, I wouldn't say are you have to sit in your chairs, but you know me, Jones. I'm a completionist.
You are.
So I'm not gonna not see the end credits and the mid credits. But no, I was happy. I went in thinking that, all right, it's a James Gunn movie. It should be pretty good. But I'm not the biggest Superman fan. That's not my guy.
This was your consistent take the whole time. Yeah. You're like, look, I don't know that I love the look of the trailer. Yep. I'm not really a big Superman guy, but I trust James Gunn. And that trust was rewarded.
It was. And really good dog stuff. If you're a dog fan, Crypto.
Superdog?
Superdog, yeah.
Bounty Hunter?
What was it?
No, not Dog the Bounty Hunter. No, he's not in it. Sadly. There are some cameos, but not by Dog the Bounty Hunter.
And no Bev.
Or Bev.
Okay.
Are they either one of us?
I don't
with
believe
us?
Dog is with us. I'm not sure about Bev. Wouldn't be surprised.
This Beth passed away. Dog's still with us.
Oh, I got it backwards.
Flipped it on you.
Wow.
How about that?
It was Bev or Beth?
Beth.
Beth.
I thought it was Bev.
No.
Wow, really, I got my any of this right.
You should watch the South Park again. You'll get the Cliff Notes.
Oh, yeah. South Park kind of nails it. South Park's all over that episode. No, but this
apologies to Beth up there.
Good summer movie. I would say for me right now, Sinners remains the number one movie of 2025 that may be impossible to catch. But this is right up there. I love the Tim Robinson movie, obviously, Friendship. I probably have that too. This might be three.
How's it doing at the box office? Very well, right?
Killing it. It's absolutely killing it at the box office, and they'll be happy with that. I forget what the numbers were. I mean, it's far and away number
Hasn't
one.
It basically made its budget back.
Well, that's
already?
What I was going to ask.
I thought
it was doing well, but I didn't know what the budget
was.
It was
like $217 globally opening weekend.
Yeah, it made $122 domestic, and so usually you can like double that going forward. But I think what's going to help this, too, is the word of mouth. The fans are going to go see everything, but now, like I was talking to Nick about it before the show, now that everyone's saying how great it is, you're going to get even more people to see
it. Nick, you were on the fence. Now you're like,
fence,
I got to go
going
see
after
it.
The show.
Yeah. Oh, you're going today?
Yeah, I'm going to go today.
Going today.
Sneak that in before the Derby.
And it should have a two-week...
I got plenty of time before the Derby.
Yeah, Derby's a little bit later. It'll have a two-week run, because then on the 25th, I think it is, Fantastic Four comes out. So like this weekend... I Know What You Did Last Summer comes out, but this will still beat that. And then when Fantastic Four comes out, that'll knock that down.
Okay.
But very good. Worth a C. I'm going to go 5.5 out of 6. Not a full 6.
5.5 yeah, out
yeah.
of 6?
Yeah, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that is the spoiler-free review, hashtag Dork Minute, Rich Keefe on Superman. That was the number 3 superhero on my list, behind, of course, Batman and Minbury Crunch.
Right.
Did not make Keefe's top 5, and yet still a 5.5 out of 6. So there you go. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to all your phone calls. We'll get back to the Red Sox. Another sweep this weekend. Hottest team on the planet. That's next.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.